We're now going to learn Daf Chaf Tes Amud Aleph of Maseches Tainus. We're drawing a little bit closer toward the end. So says the Mishnah, B'Tisha B'Av Nigzar Al Avoseinu. The Mishnah had said that on Tisha B'Av, we're on the very top of the page, second line. On Tisha B'Av, there was a gzera against our forefathers after the Meraglim Shlo Yikansu La'aretz, that they're not going to enter into Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says, Minolan, how do we know that happened on Tisha B'Av? Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Ve'i B'Chodesh Rishon B'Shana Ashenis, Ve'echa L'Chodesh U'Kaba Mishkan, that in the first month of the second year, on the first day of that month, the Mishkan was erected. Va'amar Mar, Shana Rishona Asa Moshe Asa Mishkan, and we learned that in the first year Moshe Rabbeinu made the Mishkan. Shnia Hekem Moshe Asa Mishkan. The second year he put up the Mishkan. V'shalach Meraglim, and that's when he sent Meraglim. Uksiv Va'i B'Shana Ashenis Bechodesh Asheni Be'asam Bechodesh Nala Anon Me'al Mishkan Ha'edus. That the beginning of the traveling in the Midbar after the putting up of the Mishkan was in the second year, in the second month, on the 20th day of the month. Uksiv, and the pasuk says in the traveling Va'yisum Hashem Derech Shloshes Yamim, that they traveled for 3 days. Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina says that when it says Vayisu Mehar, it's a lashon of Maher, of traveling quickly. Oso Yom Saru Me'achre Hashem. That day they traveled, they wanted to run away from Hashem because they didn't have any meat. They rebelled against Hashem, so they rebelled. Uksiv, and the pasuk says afterwards Vasafsuf Asher Bikirbu Hisavu Taiva Veyeshuva Veyifku Gam Bnei Yisrael, and they said, who's going to give us meat? And the Jewish people started to cry out. Uksiv, and the psukim go on to say that Moshe tells Klal Yisrael after they ask for meat that Hashem is going to give you meat and you'll be able to eat it. Ad chodesh yamim, that it's going to be for a month that you're going to be able to eat meat. So it turns out that on Chaf Aleph and Chaf Beis Iyar, they went away from Hashem. They rebelled against Hashem. Then Hashem brought them meat for in a full month, which we assume is 29 days. So the seven last days of the month of Iyar plus the first 22 days of the month of Sivan. Davalahu, so filling out the month of eating the meat, Esrim v'tartim v'Sivan, you now got to the 22nd day of Sivan. Uksiv, and the pasuk says that afterwards Miriam suffered with Saras, Vatisagar Miriam Shivas Yamin. Miriam had to be closed off outside of the camp for 7 days. Davalahu, so when did that 7 days finish? Esrin v'tisha b'Sivan, on the 29th day of Sivan, because if the 22nd day of Sivan is when the meat finished, and right after that Miriam had her 7 days of exile, so that ended on the 29th day of Sivan. Uksivan, it says after that, shlach lecha anashim, right away it says send spies. V'tanya, we learn in the Brisa b'Esrin v'tisha b'Sivan shalach Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu sent the spies on the 29th day of Sivan, shalach Moshe meraglim. Uksiv v'yeshuv mitor aretz miketz arbaim yom. How long was that mission for? It was a 40-day mission. So that mission ended on Erev Tisha B'Av, and that night everyone went and started crying. Takarosh Baruch Hu, but oh, it's so terrible. We're going to Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem says, "Yeah, you're crying. I'll give you a reason to cry." And He doesn't allow them to go into Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara asks, according to this, Hani Arba'im Yom Nechi Chadavu, those 40 days that we counted from the sending of the Meraglim until Tisha B'Av is missing one day, because from the time of the sending of the Meraglim until Tisha B'Av is only 39 days. You have the last 2 days of Sivan, Chavtes and Lamed Sivan. You have the 29 days of Tammuz, because Tammuz only has 29 days, so that's 31. And then you have the 8 days of Av, which is 39, so it's not 40 days. So the Gemara says, Amar Abayi, Tammuz de'ishata mulu yimaliyua. The Tammuz that year must have been a 30-day month. Tichsiv karalai moed lishpar bachurai. And that's how we get the 40 days of Tammuz. So main point number one, on Tisha B'Av, because of the sin of the Meraglim, the Gezeirah was made against us not to go into Eretz Yisrael. Good. So the Gemara explains what else happened. The pasuk says, "Vatisa kol eidav yitnu eskolam v'yivku am b'layla." Who? That everyone picked up they raised their voices and they started crying out on that night about after the Meraglim reported back. So Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Osa layla. Leil Tisha B'Av, that night that they were crying about having to go into Eretz Yisrael and about all the bad things the Meraglim said, that happened to have been the night of Tisha B'Av. Amar Lema Kodesh Baruch Hu, so Hashem said to them, this is a key phrase, this is something you got to know. Atem b'chisam b'chiyah shel chinam, v'ani kovei alechem b'chiyah l'doros. You cried for nothing, I'm going to make this day a day of crying for all generations. So that's an important concept. Atem b'chisam b'chiyah shel chinam, v'ani kovei alechem b'chiyah l'doros. Because you cried for nothing on this night, and empty cry, Hashem says, I'm going to make the, I'm going to give you a reason to cry. Now the Mishnah said that in addition to that, on Tisha B'Av, Charav HaBayis Parishon, the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So the Gemara says, okay, how do we know that? Because the Pasuk says, V'chodesh Chamishi B'Shiv L'Chodesh, Hishnas Sha'as Reishon L'Melech Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, Bon Vuzradin Rav Tabachim, Eved Melech Bavel Yerushalayim, V'Yisrof as Beis Hashem. So you see that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on the seventh day of Av, Uksiv, V'chodesh Chamishi B'Asal L'Chodesh, Hishnas Sha'as Reishon L'Melech Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, and he burnt the Beis Hashem. So in this pasuk it says that it happened on the 10th day of Av. So what's going on? You have two pasukim that both give an exact date that the Beis Hamikdash was burnt, except they're off. They're off by a few days. V'tanya yef shalom or b'shiva. You can't say that happened on the 7th day. Shari kvar ne'amar ba'asar, because it already says it happened on the 10th day in the other pasuk. V'yef shalom ba'asar, you can't say it happened on the 10th day. Shari kvar ne'amar b'shiva, because it already says it happened on the 7th day. So when did the Beis Hamikdash get destroyed? You have pasukim that disagree. So Kate said, how do we make both pesukim work? You have to assume the following. B'shiva nichnasu nachram lehechal. On the seventh day, the goyim came into the hechal. Va'achlu v'kilkul bo shvi v'shmini. And they went and they made a mockery of it and they destroyed it throughout the seventh and eighth day. U'chi samuch l'chashech yitzisu bo sa'ar. And on the ninth day of Av, right before dark on the ninth day of Av, they lit it on fire. Va'yedolik v'holich kol hayom kulo. And it stayed lit on fire all day long. Sh'nemar oy lanu kipana hayom. They said, woe unto us, the day is ending. As the day was ending, that's when the Beis HaMikdash was burning. It's a little ironic, because on Tisha B'Av, typically, after Chatzos HaYom, we lighten the burden a little bit of the Avelus. But really, that was when the Beis HaMikdash was really burning. That's when it actually happened. V'ahenu dam Rabbi Yochanan. That's why Rabbi Yochanan said, Il mole hayisi ba'osu adar, had I been alive in the generation when they were deciding when to observe Tisha B'Av, lo kavate ve'le ba'asiri, I would have made Tisha B'Av the day of mourning on the 10th day of Av. Mnei sherubu shel heichel bo nisref, because that's when the majority of the heichel was actually burnt. V'rabbanan, and one of the Rabbanan respond to that, Aschalta de Paranusa Adifa, that the beginning of the suffering is the most intense. So even though you're right, most of the Beis HaMikdash burnt on the 10th day of Av, but the beginning of the burning is the most intense suffering, and the beginning of the burning happened on the 9th day of Av. So main point over here is that the Beis HaMikdash, that the Pasuk says the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on the 7th day of Av, means that the Goyim entered the Heichal on that day. On the ninth day of Av, they lit, toward the end of the ninth day of Av, they lit it on fire, and it burnt most of the 10th day of Av, and that's why the other pasuk says that on the 10th day of Av, the Beis HaMikdash was burning. But because Aschala de Paranusa Adifa, because the beginning of the suffering is the most impactful, we observe Tisha B'Av and not Asiri B'Av, like Rabbi Yochanan suggested. I don't know if you can get all that into a main point, but so we learned in the Mishnah. Uvashniya, another bad thing that happened on Tisha B'Av, awful thing that happened on Tisha B'Av, was that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Minalan, how do we know that? Titania, Megalgun Zuchus Liam Zakai Chovel Liam Chayev. Important concept. Megalgun Zuchus Liam Zakai V'Chovel Liam Chayev. This means that when good things happen, we associate that with a good day. When bad things happen, we associate that with a bad day. So we already know the character of the day of Tisha B'Av is a bad day. It's a sad day. It's a day of mourning. So when something awful happens, we have the right to assume it must have happened on that day. Amru Kishkar, Beis HaMikdash Parishon, also Yom Erev Tisha B'Av Haya, that it was the evening of Tisha B'Av when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed the first time. Umotzai Shabbos Haya, and it was a Sunday. Umotzai Shviyas Haya, and it was a year after a Shemitah year. And it was during the week that the family of Yahu Yarev was serving the Beis HaMikdash, and the Levim were singing Shira and were standing in the place where they normally sing. And what song were they singing at that time? And they couldn't even say the phrase Yatzmisim Hashem Elkeinu Ad Shebenachum Uchvashum until the Goyim came and conquered them. And Vashnia, and the same exact story happened on these day of the second on the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash on Tisha B'Av, because bad things happen on Tisha B'Av. So that's an important concept. Megalgalin Zuchos Liam Zakai Chovel Liam Chayev. Now the Mishnah says that amongst the horrible things that happened on Tisha B'Av was Nilkada Beitar. The city of Beitar was taken by the Romans and they killed the whole city. So the Gemara says, how do we know that happened on Tisha B'Av? Gemara, we have a Masorah, we have a tradition that that happened on Tisha B'Av as well. Mishnah said another thing that happened on Tisha B'Av was Nechresha Ha'ir. The city was plowed over. Tanya, Kishachar of Tunisrophus HaRasha Sahechel, when Tunisrophus HaRasha destroyed the Hechel, Nigzra Gezer al Ram Gamliel La Ariga, there was a Gezer against Ram Gamliel to be murdered. So a certain master came and he stood in the base of Medrash and he said, the Gadol Adar, who's Rabbi Gamliel Misbakesh, is wanted for death. Balachote Misbakesh, I want Rabbi Gamliel to kill him. Shamar Rabbi Gamliel, Azal Tashabinayu. So Rabbi Gamliel went and hid from the Romans. Azal Gabei Bitsina. So this officer went privately to Rabbi Gamliel. Amarle Imatzil Nalach, and he said, if I save you from this Gezerah, Maisasli Lealmudasi, will you bring me with you into Olam Haba? Meaning, if I get you out of this, Amarle, Rabbi Gamliel says, Hain, yes, I will. Amarle Ishtabali says, I want you to swear to me. Ishtabali, so Gamliel swore to him, you get me out of this, you'll go to Olam Haba, no matter what you did in your life. Salak Igra, so that man went to the rooftop, Nafil, and he missed. He jumped off the roof and he died, meaning he committed suicide. Ugamiri, and there was a rule that they had, that the Romans had, the Chigazri Gezerta, Umischad Minayhu, Mevatil Gezeratayhu, that if they ever made a Gezer, if they ever made a decree, and one of the people that was involved dies, then the whole decree has to go away. So by committing suicide, this man made it that the decree of Rabbi Gamliel's death couldn't be carried out. Yatsa Bas Kol V'Yamra, a heavenly voice came out and said, Adon Zeh Mezum L'Chai Olam Haba, this Roman officer is going to Olam Haba. So another main point, story of the Roman officer earning Olam Haba by committing suicide and nullifying the Gezerah against Rabbi Gamliel. Again, story of the Roman officer going to Olam Haba by committing suicide and thereby nullifying the Gezerah against Rabbi Gamliel. Tan Rabban, we have another brayso. Mishchar v'abayis barishon. When the first base mix was destroyed in the skab to kitos shel pirchikunom umefatchos heichol biyadon umaftechos heichol biyadon. Certain groups of young kohanim got together and they had the keys to the heichol in their hands. V'alu l'gaga heichol v'amru l'fanav, and they went to the roof of the heichol and they said, Ribono shel olam, Master of the Universe, hol v'lozachinu lios gizbar ne'amanim. Since we weren't good gatekeepers, we weren't good treasurers of your heichol, you maftechos misrus lach, we need to give you the keys back. Uzrakum klape mala, and he threw the keys up. They threw the keys up to the sky. Viyatzaken pisas yadviki balted mehem, and a hand reached down from heaven and accepted the keys from them and grabbed the keys. Veim kafzu v'naflu tochar, and they jumped off and fell into the fire. Va'alei and konen Yishayahu Navi, and it's about them that Yishayahu Navi was mekonen Yishayahu Navi in his nevuah about Yerushalayim says, Masa geichi zayon malach efo ki alisa kulach legagos chuos malaya ir hamia kiria alisa chalayich lochal. Yishayo was lamenting about Yerushalayim, that it's a place that everyone looks at, and when the armies came in, the Kohanim went to the roof of the Heichal, and they saw what happened. Afba Kodesh Baruch Hu Nemar Mekarkar Kar Vishoa Elohar, that Kodesh Baruch Hu also laments what happened to Yerushalayim. So another main point, when the Pirchei Kohuna saw what was going to be with Yerushalayim, they threw the keys up to Hashem, and Hashem caught the keys. Lahavdil Elf Alfei Avdalos in 1986, when the Mets won the World Series, they say that Jesse Orosco threw his glove up in the air, and they look at all the video footage, it never came down again. They think it was Nisim Beneflos, that it never came down again. So, but this was an actual nace. So because over here the hand from Shemayim came down and took the keys. So the Mishnah said, Mishenichnas Av Mimatin Besimcha, when the month of Av begins, we lessen our level of simcha. So Amar Rav Yehuda Bereder Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Meshmei Rav Keshem Shemisha Nichnasav Mematin Besimcha Kach Misha Nichnasadar Marbin Besimcha. Very important concept. Just like when Av comes in, we lower our simcha. When the month of Adar comes in, we raise our simcha. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, and there's a practical ramification for this. Hilkach, therefore, since during the days of Av, it's a time of sadness, and the days of Adar are a time of simcha, Bar Yisrael Dislei Dina Badei Nachri, if a Jew has a court case with a non-Jew, l'shtamit minei ba'av derei mazle. He should try to avoid scheduling it for the chodesh of Av because it's a bad mazel. Rei mazle, another important concept. Rei mazle, it's a bad mazel. V'limtzei nafshei ba'adar, and he should be available, he should make clear his calendar to be available for the court case in Adar, devarya mazle, because that has a healthy mazel. So last main point, because Av is a time of sadness, we avoid a court case with a non-Jew. Because Adar is a time of happiness, we specifically schedule a court case with a non-Jew. Be'ezos Hashem, next time we will start with Laseis Lachem Acharis V'Tikva on the fourth line. God willing, we'll do Chavtes Amud Beis next time.